before you, without it happening to you. They have been shaking, they have been a lot of misery, a lot of shada'it, you see, has happened to them. They have been shaking. A lot of trials came to them. So we should also expect that similarity. If you see that you are trekking the same path and nothing is happening to you, then you should check. There is a popular hadith tradition of the Holy Prophet that if a mumin should stay for good 40 days or 40 nights and nothing happened to him, that you get ayyuhuzun, nothing to cause him grief, then he should check himself. You see? So a mumin is like that. You see, we are treading the path of the righteous people. And then, why are people embracing millions of people coming to accept the movement, the call of Sheikh Ibrahim Ezezaki in Nigeria? Why? There are two things. The first thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah to Maryam that Inna ladhina aman wa abilu salihat sayaj'alullah sayaj'alu lahum ar-Rahman wudda, that those who believe in those who believe and do righteous action or deeds, Allah will incur, or Allah will put His love in the minds of people. People will love Him because they believe and they are doing righteous things. Allah, there was one time somebody asked Sheikh Ibrahim Ezezaki during the after the victory of Islamic Revolution, that why are so many people all over the world, why is that they love Imam Khomeini? He said, I think because Imam Khomeini has given the whole of his mind to Allah. Because of that, Allah gathered the minds of people for him. You see? So, and it is an interpretation of this verse that those who believe and do righteous deeds, Allah will make people to love him. This is one. Then the second verse is Allah said in the Holy Quran that Odo ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mawizati hasana, that you should call to the way of Allah, to the path of Allah, with wisdom and then good words. So that is why people, what Sheikh was saying and then his action and the wisdom he used made many people, have even non-Muslim, to accept his call. And then many, millions, not hundred, not thousand, millions of people have become Shia because of, he had made millions of people to become Shia in Nigeria. Just as our holy imams have said that, now Aliman Nasu Mahasina Karan La Tabauna, that if people were to know who we are, well, they will follow us. And then, because of the hikmah, and then the wisdom, and then the methodology that he has been using, it made even non-Muslim to cling to him and then accept him and become his followers. So these are the two things that has made him to have millions of people. Then, for this, a little brief of the account of what happened. Just last Saturday, because in Nigeria, almost every month, there is a flag that is installed on our Husseinia in Nigeria. We have a Husseinia called Husseiniyatul Baqiyatullah. And then, at the beginning of Muharram, which is the month of mourning and grief and huzn, we have a flag that was given to Sheikh from Karbala, which was on the top of Kuba to the tomb of Imam Hussein. So every year, every Muharram, it is installed. So the flag will be changed to a new one, because of in the harad of the coming of the month of Rabiul Awal. So briefly, what happened last Saturday in Nigeria was that the Muslim brother came from all over Nigeria and gathered in this Husseiniyat for this ceremony. Ceremony of changing the flag, and then also for the ceremony of the martyrdom of Imam Rigo alayhi salam. So all of a sudden, they saw a military man, soldiers, they have come in full battle dress with even armored cars arriving and then taking position with their guns. Some people were surprised. Some people went to them, what is happening? What do people want? We have gathered here for our religious right. What do you want from us? They said, our chief of staff was passing. The Nigerian army chief of staff was passing, and a group of people whom they believe were from us tried to stop or tried to assassinate him. So, in brief, they said there was an assassination attempt on the life of the chief of army staff who was passing. We said, what business do we have with the chief of army staff? They said, no, it is your group. Just before little, they started opening fire on people. Just like that. Many people were killed and some injured, and then, because we're taken by surprise, we're not expecting this from them. With just a flimsy excuse, which is just an alibi without, and it's just a camouflage, it's just a pretext for killing us. Although, let me tell you that for a long time, the West, they have been finding different way to come to Nigeria because of our oil anyway, because of our petrol. But they don't. So their aim of coming to Nigeria or forming Boko Haram, which I will soon explain what is Boko Haram, they have two reasons for coming to Nigeria or forming Boko Haram. In the first place, to destroy this Islamic movement, which is solely Shia. Then destruction of Shia in Nigeria or doing away with erasing Shia in Nigeria. This is one. And then secondly, because of our oil. Because of our petroleum. These are the two reasons. So they find out that with the presence of Islamic, and especially the presence of Sheikh Ibrahim Ezezaki, who is trying always to awaken people, enlighten people on the reality. So they find out that it will be very dangerous. It is risky to their interest. So the only way, each and every head of state that will come to power, they will give this contract to him that if he can assassinate or kill Sheikh Ibrahim Ezezaki, they will make sure that he will remain in power forever. Many of the heads of state, they have been promised it, but because of Allah's protection, they have many attempts on his life, you see? But because everything is in the hands of Allah, so they have not been successful. So this time around, after they had finished shooting, this started around 2 o'clock, this very last Saturday, around 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. They started shooting, killing, and then, although at that time, whenever we have ceremony or any occasion, students will normally gather in the Husseiniyat, and after some time, Sheikh will come out of his house with his elder. So they were waiting, and the Sheikh has not come already. He was in his house. So suddenly they took the sad news to him that the military men have came, and then they have been killing people in Husseiniyat. So he's saying, and then they were just saying, Fulan, so person and so have been killed already, have been martyred. So he just expressed in mind that he went in the region. But what do they want from us? So the shooting continued till night. And then at night, after killing so many, and then they surrounded, they besieged the whole Husseiniyat. And then they were throwing bombs and explosion to destroy part of it. And then around the 10 o'clock at night, the soldiers, some of them surrounded, besieged the listen, surrounded, and then they sent some troops to go to the house of. And then between the house of Sheikh and Husseiniyat, just like from here to Harab, yes. So they sent troops to go and then when this thing will happen, all the brothers that were arriving from different cities, when they heard that there is the situation in Hussainia is not safe, all of them were heading, they went to Sheikh's house, because it's a very big place and then people used to gather there outside and inside. So many people went there. And then we have another place, a cemetery for the Shuhada, for the Matthias, which is called Darul Rahma. So many people will have some buildings there, will have some lodges, we'll have accommodation there for some people. Because some people, they do itikaf there, and because of the grave of the Shuhada are there, some people, they stay there and do their ibadat and other rituals because of the closeness of the place. So they divided their troops. Some were sent, because there are many people in that Darul Rahma and then in the Sheikh's house. So at night, they sent some troops to the Darul Rahma, and all the people there, over 500, men and women, children, most of them, majority of them were massacred. And then they went to the Sheikh's house. In the Sheikh's house, there were many people there, and there are guards whom we call Huras. So the guards started shouting slogans of Allah Akbar, Ya Mahdi, Ya Allah, Labbaika, Ya Hussein, Ya, all these kind of slogans. But the soldiers, because, and they were armed, they were defenseless, because none of them were still even a needle to talk less of knife or any, or gun or anything. Because this is the training he has given us. He said the way of the prophet is not the way of violence. He usually put this out that La ikraha fi din. Religion is conviction. You have to convince people. People has to be contented at what you are. He has to be convinced that this is true. Then you are threatened. It's not forced. There is no compulsion in Islam. La ikraha fi din, in religion. So this is the training he has given us. So that is why we have never been violent. That we have never taken up arms. He said all the prophets, when they come, they will call people. And then people, in reaction, they will try to persecute him, but he will bear it until Allah will bring victory. This is the way. So we should not think of taking arm against them. How are people going to? The most important thing is to speak to the hearts of the people, so that you can convince them. And then through your action, he always tell us that kunu zainan ala wa takunu shaynan alayna. That wherever you go, your attitude, your action should be such that people, just as Imam Sadiq Alayhi Salaam has said, you should deal with people, you should interact with people in such a way that if you are absent, they will feel your absence. And if you die, they will cry for you, they will weep for you, for losing you. Don't be in such a way that when you are absent, we have been saved from his evil service. Or when you die, they will be happy. No, you shouldn't be like that. Kunu zayna lana. You should be decent to us, not shame, not evil. You see? So this is the training he gave us. So they went to Sheikh's house and they started shooting around 10 o'clock till morning, till about 6 o'clock in the morning. The shooting continued. Random firing. And any person coming from anywhere, going towards Sheikh's house, they will just shoot him, wherever he is. So this was the what took place. And then all this time, Sheikh was inside. Many people went to him, that, especially the guards who were guarding him. They said, oh Sheikh, these people, they really mean business. We think they are coming to kill you. So if you accept, we'll remove you to a safe place to hide you. And then some of us will remain here so that they will come and kill us. But the Sheikh said, no. How can my majority of my followers, thousands or hundreds of my followers, have been killed, have been martyred, and some of them injured. And then when they come to my house to kill me, I will escape and go and hide. It's my best people. Are they alive? Are they not human beings? Don't they like their lives? So I cannot go anywhere. Leave me alone. I will remain here. If they want to kill me, they should come to me and kill me. If they want to arrest, whatever they want, we have not done anything. We are only practicing our religion according to our understanding. And we have not caused any harm to any person. So the Sheikh rejected. They tried their best to make sure when they saw that really these people were aiming at his house, until all those around him have been killed, just as it happened at Karbala, all his students, all the guards, because they were holding nothing, they were defenseless. They were not holding any weapon with them. So they were all martyred, they were all massacred, they were all killed. After that, it just remained himself and his family in the house and women only. At that time, he sent some message because he was still with his telephone and everything to many people at that time. He said, okay, now, he even telephoned some of his close students that right now, I'm alone with my family in the house, and the soldiers have besieged my house, they have surrendered everywhere, and I have nothing except Allah at this particular time. That was that very Saturday night. The following day, that was on Sunday, towards evening, because they continued for a bit. And then the surprising thing is that, do you know that throughout this time, when all this, and throughout the night, all over all cities of Nigeria where there are brothers, especially in the northern cities, they started doing procession, demonstration at night. Because whichever town I call, whichever city I call any of our brothers, just here, they came out at night, around 2 o'clock at night, till morning, they were demonstrating against what was happening in Zaria. Because the city of Sheikh is in Zaria. So there were demonstrations in different cities, in Kaduna, in Kano, in Katsina, in Gombe, Potisko, all over Nigeria. People came out at night demonstrating that for this atrocity that has been committed against the Islamic movement of Nigeria. But the soldiers, they continued until they went, after killing everybody, they were afraid to enter. So they took last speaker and then they were announcing that now we have finished with Shia in Nigeria. Sheikh Ezezaki, come out. We have killed all your guys and everything. You either come out and surrender or we will destroy your house over you. Then Sheikh calls some of his students and others that this is the situation I am right now. The soldiers are now announcing that I should come out and surrender. But what? For what reason? Why should I surrender? Are we in war front fighting one another? That now I'm defeated, I have to raise my hand and say, okay, I surrender. No, the situation is not like that. So I don't think I will go out and surrender. I will remain in my house and busy myself, maybe with ibadah, reading Quran or praying. So if they should enter and kill me, that is all. But surrender for what? I'm not fighting them. You should only use this word surrender when you were there was confrontation between two groups, and then you overpower him. When you overpower him, then you say, okay, you either surrender or I'll kill you. Then he raise his hand up. So he say, Sheikh should come out and say, I'm in my house. You come to attack me, and then you say I should surrender. What is that? It is meaningless. So he refused to come out. So the soldiers went in the first place, they set his house on fire. Yes, and they destroyed part of, and then they went enter. I don't know in the situation which he was. Maybe he was in sujood, maybe he was praying, or he was reading Quran, he was reciting Quran, and then they opened fire on him. They shot him in 4 places, in his chest, and then his leg, and in his hand. He has been shot in 4 places, and then he was carried, which is why his wife was also shot. Even from the beginning, we heard that she was martyred, but she's alive. And then they took him into military custody. Then his 2 sons, one of them was injured during the last year coup's demonstration. After killing 3 of his sons, together with other 30 people, one of them was injured, called Ali. This time around, he was martyred with another one of his sons. One of his sons called Hamad. So all in all, his 4 children have been, his 2 children in this tragedy, were martyred together with the 3, all in all, 5 of his children. He has 9 children, 2 daughters, and 7 sons. Now it remains 2 sons and 2 daughters with him. His wife has also seriously injured. The 2 of them are in critical condition. So when he was in the military custody, I don't know somehow whether inside the military military custody, or before he arrived there, he was still with his mobile. He made a call to one of us and said that right now, this is what is happening to me, and I've been losing a lot of blood, so much that right now I have written my wasi and my will, so I don't know anything can happen from now. So, and this is my message to the whole of my followers, that you should also explain this to the whole world, that this is my situation. My situation is very critical. I have lost a lot of blood, and I don't know whether I will survive. There's likelihood that I might die any moment from that. If he said this, then this is what we know. But these evil men, they came because in the first place, they were saying that we don't know where he is, and then people were worried all over. There were demonstrations everywhere. Weird shit, is this, like, you know. Later on, they came up and said, now, and I think most of you must have seen in the press TV, because even the all Western media, none of them carried this news. None of them were covering this. And they all know quite right what is happening. So they announced that Sheikh is in our custody, and he's saved. He's in a secure place with his wife, and then we promise you that his condition is good. And then, while Sheikh has already informed of, even this picture you see in this clip, I think somehow, maybe with Allah's this and that, somebody took it and decided to put it into internet. But I don't think they would have liked people to see Sheikh in such condition, because they know what will follow. So right now he's in their hands, and with his wife, and then many thousands have been martyred. But the procession even now is continuing in Nigeria. People are demanding for his immediate and unconditional release. And today that is what we have gone to Tehran to perform. So many people, especially the Iranian, they are saying chiro, chiro, chiro madori, inne, hodo in Julia. And that go. What was this? No, everybody asked why? This is the reality. This is his sin, is that he's a Shia leader in Nigeria. He's a Muslim who wants to practice the true tenets of Islam. This is his sin, and this is why they are here. But we know that the real people behind this is America and Israel, because they have very great interest in Nigeria. They want to come to Nigeria. This is why. Okay, now we'll briefly talk about the Boko Haram. Boko Haram, Boko in our local language means Western education. Boko,